Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello again. From the North Pole Tracking Center for Sector 3, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa Claus is arriving a little later this year in locations all over the world, but that doesn't mean he's moving slower. Joining me to explain that is Elf Crash Murphy, our eye-in-the-sky reporter who's following Santa in his sleigh. Crash, where are you now?
Holly, we're somewhere over Spain, I think. I'm pretty sure that's Madrid down there right now.
If that's true, Crash, it's almost 1 a.m. local time where you are. That's a bit later than Santa was in Europe last year, when it seems to me he delivered a little before midnight.
That's true. I can tell you now that was Santa's plan all along, Holly. That record-breaking flight last year was fast, but it was a little frustrating because Santa arrived just too early for people. That little break that Santa took in Antarctica way back at the start of Sector 1 has him arriving a little later, and that strategy appears to be working pretty well.
Crash, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking at a new piece of technology on a screen from North Pole Flight Command that projects Santa's location in the hours ahead. And right now, it's showing Santa arriving in Cuba around 12:30 a.m. local time, and in New York even earlier than that, around midnight. What does this mean?
It means that maybe Santa needs to take his foot off the gas a little bit. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to be in North America that early. In fact, he told me himself that the later we get to the United States and Canada, the better.
Very interesting, Crash. Thanks for explaining that to us. We'll check in later with you to see how that plan is working. From Scotland, I'm Elf Holly Berry reporting from Sector 3 for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.